This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Schools in Denver are already planning early releases for tomorrow. That's after more than a dozen Denver public schools let out early today due to extreme heat. Some classrooms in non-air-conditioned buildings reached the upper 80s. Third grader Emma Hawk says the lack of AC made class more difficult.
We didn't do a lot of learning. We were just trying to meet each other more.
DPS says it allows individual schools to cancel classes due to heat. Highs in Denver reached the 90s today. A new satellite company in Centennial is looking to help Space Force improve their training programs. True Anomaly will create satellites that will emulate enemy satellites. Space Force personnel will then be able to practice sparring with them. The Pentagon's other branches, like the Army or Navy, already conduct full-scale war games and training exercises. True Anomaly's CEO, Evan Rogers, says the Space Force does not really have those resources.
They really need a flexible environment where they can get capabilities in there very quickly, understand what their performance is, and then iterate on systems rapidly.
The first two so-called Jackal satellites will launch in February. Drivers should expect delays along I-70 in Glenwood Canyon this week. CDOT began replacing power poles along the interstate this morning. Work is scheduled to last through Thursday. The project includes helicopter operations overseen by Xcel Energy and the state. Delays will include 10-minute holds between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. for eastbound and westbound traffic. There will also be occasional lane closures. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.